This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli ground forces are operating against U.S. designated terrorist group Hamas in all areas of the Gaza Strip, a military spokesman said on Sunday. He said the IDF, Israel Defense Forces, continues to extend its ground operation against Hamas centers in all of the Gaza Strip. The military spokesman, Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari, told reporters in Tel Aviv, who said the forces are coming face to face with terrorists and killing them. Palestinians in Khan Yunis City in the besieged Gaza Strip mourn their loved ones who were killed in an Israeli bombardment on Sunday morning, AP correspondent Charles Day Ledesma reports.
Bodies wrapped in white sheets continue to arrive at the Nasser Hospital morgue, especially since last Friday when Israel expanded its operations to the south of the Strip. Sami al-Najela, a Palestinian man from Khan Yunis, said he was going to evacuate his family when an Israeli strike struck a three-story house in the area. The occupation didn't give us any time. The three-floor building was destroyed completely, he said, holding the body of a child in his lap. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The United States condemned the quote-unquote horrific terrorist attack during a Catholic mass at a university in southern Philippines that killed at least four people and injured dozens, the State Department said on Sunday. The United States is in close contact with its Philippine partners and stands with Filipinos in rejecting the act of violence, it said in a statement. Philippines President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. and security officials said on Sunday the crime was perpetrated by quote-unquote foreign terrorists.